Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcast with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, onto your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Jackie Bailey, the founder of Speak, Feed, Lead, who helps children, families, and entrepreneurs discover their powerful communication skills and find perfect stages to share their messages. Through her nonprofits, youth groups, masterminds, international retreats, Jackie guides clients to develop their unique signature message, resulting in many becoming TEDx speakers, authors, and keynote presenters. Now, Jackie's work in suicide prevention by helping youth see their value demonstrates the life-changing impact of empowering others to speak up. And whilst hosting transformative experience from Costa Rica to locations worldwide, she's showing others how to align their power with purpose. Hell yeah, I love this. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, it's delightful to be here. Thank you so much.
You're so, so welcome. Well, thank you for joining us. So to kick us off, can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Oh, wow. Today we have such exciting programs that we're doing this year, 2025. We have family retreats in Costa Rica. That means a family, mom, dad, or grandma and grandpa and kids can come to Costa Rica for 5 days, raft in to an Echo Lodge and stay there without any devices and just focus on each other as they learn how to communicate better and leave that lodge more available to each other, understanding each other and have a greater love for each other. We also have in mind this fall some retreats for adults who are entrepreneurs, business owners, and who want to impact their business even more by getting their signature talks out into the world and maybe even monetizing their speaking as well. So we've got a lot of things in the works. We're going to Tanzania, Africa. Last year we worked with about 1,000 kids there, and we're going back to continue our work there this year. And so lots of things to empower kids and families and adults as well.
I love this, that there are so many aspects to the work that you do and the impact is huge.
So let's
start with these retreats, because I know this is a big part of what you do and it sort of caught my eye as well. It's like, oh, these sound so good. So let's talk about those business owners, the signature talk, because this, you said, and maybe monetize it. I think this is core to business. There is so much wrapped up in this, this event, this retreat. So can you just expand a touch more on, you know, maybe not what you know they need, but what is it that they're looking for when they first come to these retreats, when they first reach out to you? What do they want?
Well, many times when people start a business, it's because it's something they know. And that's okay. But is it your calling? Is what you know what you need to mentor and teach and coach people about? Or is there something more inside of you that is your true calling? And by going to a retreat in the way that we have it designed, you will have a lot of introspection and you will determine what experiences in life you've had that have taught you important lessons that have helped you to see a pattern of success as well as a pattern of failure, and what you might then be able to give people advice about in regard to both of those. And that often ends up being your signature talk. It is that unique message that only you can give to the world, and that might actually change the trajectory of your business and of your mission, is when you recognize this is what I really have to say, not just based on what I know, but this from my heart is how I can change lives.
Okay, so is it your true calling or is it just what you know? That got me thinking about my transformations, how my business, how I've evolved over from the decades. The one thing that stood out for me was when you said it's a these retreats, it takes you to a different place. It maybe it takes you away from the grind, the hustle, even the usual, even if it's super good. I remember one of the events that both Kate and myself went to. We were taken to Los Angeles, and it was one of the mansions on the hillside overlooking LA. And I couldn't help but feel I was taken out of my comfort zone. I was taken out of my life, and it literally felt like we were up in the sky. There were helicopters below us going around the city. So I literally felt like I was plucked out, and I'm in the heavens. The world's on pause, and so you couldn't help but be like, from this place, what's possible? And so I think that change of scenery, the change of people around you, it matters. It truly does. So what kind of experience can they, like that kind of experience, what kind of experience can they expect which actually facilitates this, the true pause, the true identification, if you will. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. And Costa Rica is a magical place that is an escape from what the typical business life is for you. And I think we all need that once in a while to step back and regroup emotionally and mentally. And we bring our attendees to a villa that is on 55 acres in the Costa Rican jungle. And everything there is provided for them. They're chef-made meals. They have their own rooms, and they get to enjoy the beautiful outdoors in this villa that doesn't even have, it just has some walls, but it doesn't have doors. So you walk in and it's all open and right into the jungle. And then of course the rooms, you've got doors you close in your room, but it is an amazing place. And there's all kinds of activities to do besides what you're there to do, which is really to focus on who you are, how you are, and why you are. And when you know those things and you know what is your core values that you won't ever compromise on, and you can share that standing on stage with that alignment and authenticity, I mean, people will buy from you. People will trust you. People will really know you. And it changes everything you do from there on in your business because you are being you. Perhaps for the first time, because you're in alignment with all of that and who you really are. So it's an incredible experience. People have said, this is a lot like therapy. And it kind of is because, therapy is there to help you see different things about yourself, understand yourself from a different perspective. And that's exactly what our retreats are designed to do.
So you just simplified that down. I love when we can simplify things. Who you are, how you are, why you are. I mean, so simple, but sometimes so hard to do as well.
It
So selfishly from your perspective, because you get to see this happen. Maybe you've normalized this. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're still giddy with this when you see these transformations happen. So What are those transformations? What do you love to see happen in these retreats, selfishly from your perspective?
Oh my gosh. You know, the aha moment when you, especially when you work with children or you have children, and you can see when they finally figure out a concept, you know, they get it. I love that from adults when we have entrepreneurs that are there and they have been struggling with their business and they just don't know why they can't get clients, or they don't know why people aren't buying from them, or they're not sure why all these promotions that they're putting out there is not working. Well, they figure out, they have that aha moment. They go, it's because I'm not really selling me. I'm selling an idea. I'm selling a product. I'm selling knowledge, but I'm not really putting myself into this scenario. And that's what's been missing. And so when they know who they are, it changes everything for them. We had one guest at our retreat last November. She's been a truck driver for years. I mean, driving big haul trucks, different places, right? And she started a business because she took some shamanic healing courses. And she started a business now helping people to become centered through spiritual techniques. And she came to this retreat. Costa Rica is a great place for spiritual guidance as well, by the way. And she came to this retreat and for the very first time was able to understand why personal relationships had not worked out for her. I mean, that had nothing to do with business, at least on the surface. But for her, that was the biggest impact, as she realized, this is why I have failed in every relationship I've ever been in and why I just can't seem to find love. And that made her business have a different focus too. She was able to then hone in on who are my customers? Who can I most help? Because now I know who I am. And I firmly believe that we can really only help the people that we have an emotional connection to with our experiences. If we try to teach something that we've not experienced, it just doesn't ring as true. So when we find out who we are and why our experiences matter, those are the type of people that we can help the most. So those are the kinds of, this is a small example of some of the things that we see and the impact that we can understand we've made with someone that comes to our retreat.
Yeah, that is a strong statement. We can only help the people we have an emotional connection to. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but I like it. I'm trying to work out. I need to sit with that statement because I think it's true. I think I like it. It's like, okay, that makes, it makes a, logically, it makes sense. Emotionally, I felt it. So it's like, okay, I can follow that another time. So I like that. So we can only maybe help the people we have an emotional connection to.
Or we have an emotional experience connected to them. Right? Yeah. So if we're teaching something to them, it has to be related to our emotional experiences. And then those are the type of people we tend to attract most easily, is the people who've had those similar experiences.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. You also said that one of your clients, on the surface, she was looking for one thing and it seemed to help her other areas. This is the journey of entrepreneurs. We think we're trying to solve one problem. We end up becoming derailed or solve a different problem. I mean, so many people go on business retreats and business courses and end up realizing, oh, I'm not happy, or I need to change my life, or I need to leave someone or something, or change my business. Other times you go on a personal thing and realize, I've now found myself, this is what I do. So all these things, it's so interwoven. And so maybe you can unpack this better than I can. We're searching for things. We're searching for the solution to our business or our personal life or our health. And along that way, we uncover something else. And I believe it's because that thing is eluding us. It's hiding. The thing that we need help most with, we can't look at it. Our body doesn't want to see it. So we close the door there and focus on other things. Like, you can ignore your marriage and focus on your work. You can focus on your business, and maybe personal life is the easy thing to ignore. As entrepreneurs, we can focus on our business and everything else can be put aside. So what happens when they start to see that these things are all connected and the skills they're learning with identifying you actually is applicable to all these different areas?
Right. Well, that's a great lead in. And with my entrepreneurial hat on right now. I will tell you that I was in a marriage that lasted 41 years, but the last 4 or 5 years of that marriage, I could not see was absolutely undermining my business. The relationship I was having with my husband, my former husband, was helping me, well, was causing me to feel unvalued and unsure, lacking confidence, feeling like I didn't offer what I should be, or, I just wasn't in alignment with who I was. And it was affecting the money that I could or could not make in my business. And until I realized that my former husband was actually representing potential clients, that when I was feeling unvalued by that person, by him, I was also feeling that clients weren't valuing me. And I was just going along with that because it felt like that was the case. I didn't have the value to offer. I really was doing something. Now it would just seem like it was to make money. I just had to make money. And I'd lost sight of why I was doing it in the first place. And so when I decided that that marriage was no longer uplifting me, it was no longer providing an opportunity for me to be who I needed to be, that changed everything. When I walked out from day one, everything changed in my business because I knew differently about who I was. And I realized that it wasn't about the making of the money that I need to focus on. It was focusing on who I was and why I was doing what I was doing and providing the value to my clients that I needed to provide because I had the ability to do that. I was enough just on my own. And that the clients started coming just without me changing anything about processes or systems in my business. They just started coming because I was sending different messages out in the world, and it was attracting the right kind of people at that point. And it is that relationship it had been holding me back. And so as entrepreneurs, that can sometimes happen too, is we do focus on the business. We also have to focus on our relationships. And if the relationships are going awry, it can often take care of the business too. I mean, it can affect the business in a big way. So we have to be cognizant of both. And we don't really see the connection always, but it's there for sure.
Yeah. So we can go full woo with this with the frequency, the vibration that we have. When we have something that's impacting us, we change, we evolve. It's, as you said, no other maybe change within your business. So logically, nothing changed, but emotionally, spiritually, vibrationally, everything changed. So I love that you dropped that in. It made me think about that kind of sliding doors moment of one thing. One thing can make such a difference. You obviously chose to make a hard decision, which I'm sure that logically there were so many things almost stopping you or justifying why. Probably because it was more comfortable to stay. Well, uncomfortable in
41 years
certain
is
ways.
a long time. 41 years is a long time. And yeah, it was like comfortable. And then there was always the feeling of, am I giving up? Am I quitting
Yeah.
this? Because I was thinking people would say, what? After 40 years, why would you just quit like that? You've already given it so much time. And so it was my assumption of what other people were going to think that was
Yeah.
keeping me there. But when I realized that this was not going to allow me to make my dreams come true, it was not going to allow me to do these things in Costa Rica. It was not going to allow me to go to Tanzania, Africa, like I wanted to. And that's really what was driving me. When that relationship was done, I could dream, and I made it happen. So it was great.
You said the magic word there, the assumptions of others. And I'm not sure, you may have heard other people say that those things. You may not. It may be all made up. There's time and time again within my life and Katie's life and our clients where these things that we think people will say, but we don't actually know what's true. And if someone does say something, good or bad, right or wrong, it's only coming from their fears and their doubts. So they're trying to protect themselves. So the assumptions, that's the word. The assumptions of others, which is not true. It's made up. So, and that's the thing that I think holds so many people back. So I'm not saying everyone jump marriages, make a big change. No,
no, no, don't do that.
You know what's right for you, but once you start to see what is the truth for you, how do you feel?
Yeah.
We all have to make hard decisions.
Right.
So
I would say just don't stay in a place because of what other people might think. You've got to move from a place because that's what you need to do. And you just don't worry about what others might say or think. That's the key.
But then we can argue with crumbs 40 years. So maybe we don't trust ourselves, because that trust, that intuition is, it can be stifled. It can be put down. We can stifle it, or other people can push it down. So learning to trust yourself, I think that's maybe, crumbs, that's probably one of the things that you help guide people through, to be able to speak up, to trust themselves, to tap into to yourself. I think that's huge. When I started to hear my intuition and play with it and see where it took me, things started to change. But before then, I didn't trust myself. I wasn't quite sure. Other people must be right. Now we're back to value again. So that gut, listening to yourself, trusting yourself, maybe hearing it for the first time. If we go full circle back to your retreats, for those people to be able to hear themselves, maybe the families without devices together, you start to remove the frequency of everything else for your business owners to be able to tap in and listen to those whispers and maybe to finally hear them. Is that where the change really starts? Is that where it comes from? We're just tapping into that.
Oh yeah. I mean, we need to listen to ourselves. As business owners, we feel like, well, I need training in this. I got to go to this networking session. I got to learn from this person. They're the expert here. I've got to use this program or this system. And there's all these things that we feel like we just need to keep doing, but we lose sight of actually being, because we're so busy doing. And so it is necessary for us to just be once in a while. And if that means a retreat in Costa Rica, where you can just be in nature and concentrate on you and who you are, that's a big shift that can be made. And, you know, I know that a lot of the people we've worked with have learned how to really manifest in ways that they've never imagined being able to do before. And certainly I have as well. I've manifested some amazing miracles in the last couple of years, because I know how to do that now. And I know why I should do that. And I know it's possible to achieve things that I never thought possible before, even just on my own. Certainly we need other people. We don't have success on our own most times, but we can do a lot with our own thoughts and the things that we dream of. And those things have to be an emotional connection, as well as, you know, thinking, envisioning things, but the feelings are the more important part that I've learned. So.
Yeah, there's the contradiction you just said. You don't need all these courses, mentors, people, but you can't do it alone. So it's like, what's the real, from what you're saying is, once you come down to your core of yourself, then you can find the right people, the right platforms, the right things to come with you. Else you're being dragged from this, coaches, guides saying, here's what you need to do. Here's what you should do, rather than, hey, what do you want to do?
Right.
What do you like to do? What do you not like to do? I mean, from our journey, just going into the podcasting, it got us away from social media. I didn't like social media. If you look hard enough, you'll find me on TikTok with a pink cowboy hat on, because we were told by our agency, this is what you need to do. Here's the theme. These ads didn't work out well for us. We lost so much money. Why? We were out of alignment. But once we started to see ourselves, who we are, how we talk, things started to, back to your quote, magically change.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you find those people that can come with you, that can guide you from, I know I'm going that way. Who can help me? That's so much better than, please tell me where to go, because they're taking you from their experience. Maybe if you've got a coach who isn't doing their true calling, just what they know, to quote you earlier, recipe for disaster. So I want to talk about you now, because what's it like for you as this passionate entrepreneur who wants to see so many people to succeed and help them? But you're also the business owner. So you're going through your own evolution and growth at the same time as helping other people from a very passionate place. How do you juggle all this?
Well, I've often said I should have been in a circus because I can juggle really well. But, you know, as I said before, too, I needed to change my focus from I just got to make money to, no, why am I doing this? If I understand why I'm doing this, then the right people are going to be attracted to me. And the money is obviously just going to come. And the reason that I do this then, Mark, is because I grew up in an abusive home. And I was told not to tell, and I was taught to lie, and I was silenced. And that silence changed my personality. I became withdrawn. I didn't initiate conversations, and I just stayed quiet. And I tried to be the good kid. I tried to be as involved in school activities as much as I could, but there was always something missing about who I was, and I just couldn't tell anybody. And it wasn't until I was an adult woman married with two little kids that a circumstance came about when there was going to be another victim in the path of the same person who had abused me. And I knew I had to speak up at that point. And yet I had a lot at risk. You know, I didn't know if my husband would want to stay married to me when he knew how ugly I was inside. I didn't know if people would think I was crazy and try to take my kids from me if they didn't believe me. And so there was a lot of risk, and I did consider suicide. I thought that might just be the easiest way, is to just crawl under a rock and never be seen again. But knowing that that other child was in danger, I couldn't do that. And so it was concern for my own children and for that other child that I stayed here on the planet, and I used my voice for the first time to speak up. And by speaking up, I did save that little girl. She was kept safe from that abuser just because awareness was brought forward that she was in a precarious situation. And then as I then started my journey of healing and learn how to continue to speak up and tell my story, then people started hearing my story in competition. I went to the World Championship of Public Speaking in 2015 as a semifinalist, and I was telling my story about how I overcame this chronic abuse in my life. And so people started to hear how I was able to overcome this abuse, break my silence, and even forgive my abusers. And so that became an inspiring story that people would come up to me and they'd say, I need to forgive my brother, or I need to forgive my mom or my parents or something. Thank you for encouraging me to do that and sharing the importance of doing that. Or I've had similar experiences to you, and I've really never known how to work through it. So thank you for giving me a pathway to start to heal. And I realized by speaking my message, I was helping other people to heal. So first of all, I saved this little girl, and then I helped people to start to heal. And I even changed the life of my abuser, because when I said to him, I forgive you for all those years of abuse, he changed as well, right? And so our voices are our superpower. And the reason that I do what I do is because I know that children are so often silenced. They may not all be in abusive homes. I'm not going to make that assumption. But the pandemic was an example of trauma that all of our kids went through. They were overnight taken out of school and extracurricular activities and all of the things that help them identify who they were. And it changed overnight. And without life experience to say, you're going to get through this, things might look a little bit differently, but it's going to be okay. So many of our young people took their lives. They didn't understand how they could contribute, and they didn't understand that there would be an end to where the situation that we were in. And so I do what I do because it is so important for kids to recognize their value. And when you can see how you contribute through sharing your experiences, both your successes and your failures, and knowing how you can inspire somebody, even at 10 years old, I have kids that are 10 speaking on TEDx stages and inspiring millions of people with their voices. that's what keeps me going. That's why I do what I do. And so my business is very emotionally connected to who I am. And sometimes that's heartbreaking, because if I don't see the success I feel like I should be having, you know, it hurts a little bit. But I have, like I said before, I have to just keep focused on why I'm doing it and not the outcome that I wish that I could have.
Yeah. I mean, wow, that's such a journey. I just want to come back to how you started that. I mean, I think we all know this concept. We do more for others than we would for ourselves. So your journey came from someone else. Someone else needed help. And it may be a really exaggerated version of this, but we do bet more for others than we dream of ourselves. So it sounds like right now you have to keep on juggling these two, which is it's other as others. However, you have to go first and show, but you have to heal yourself as well. So it has to be, this is for me and then for others, but also for me. So I think that those two aspects from what you said are the core that I took from that, to be able to, your journey really started when you started healing yourself.
Yes.
Before then, it was just someone else. So that's how you, I mean, we were chatting about dancing before we pressed record. This is the tango. This is the dance that you do. Here's for others and here's for me.
Right.
And from that, there's a beautiful dance prepared.
Yeah.
Never said that analogy before. I think it's valid. I think it works, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with the right kind of music, it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Nice. Well, and just to take us out here, if there was, whether it was recent or a long time ago, if there was one bit of advice that maybe was the most important for you at that time that you needed it, what can you share? What stands out for you as something that when you need it most, that made a difference? Was it a question or a principle, or what might that be?
Well, I don't know if you know who Dr. Laura Schlesinger is. She's a psychologist that's been on the radio for years. I think she's in her 80s now, and she's still on the radio. And I listen to her sometimes when I'm having my lunch. And one day I was listening to her. She had a caller that a woman called in. I don't remember what her problem was, but she was telling Dr. Laura about the situation. And Dr. Laura asked her back, "Lady, from now till dead, is this how you want your life to be?" And when I heard that question, Mark, I literally shouted, "No, this is not what I want my life to be." And that helped me to make a very important decision, you know, to leave a relationship that was 40 years in length. And that would be my advice to anyone, is ask yourself right now, if your life stayed exactly the same, is this how you would want it to be? And if the answer is no, then you've got to break free of whatever it is that's holding you back from what you really, really want. And that probably speaking, or at least it's some sort of action that you need to take. So.
Put that in a t-shirt. I love that. I haven't heard it said in that way before. I think, and that's what, that either shock factor or just hearing it in a different way, hearing on the radio, from now until dead, is that how you want your life to be? Beautiful. Whatever cuts through the noise, whatever gives you that moment of clarity. So, because that's a great share. I love that. And it was obviously your catalyst, or one of your catalysts. So look, Jackie, thank you so much for this. This has been so much fun to talk through, lots of principles, lots of ideas, and your journey through this. It's been fantastic. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate any time I have an opportunity to share my voice. And so I appreciate that you're doing that for so many people, Mark. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And look, for those people who want to know more about your amazing retreats and find a bit more about you, how can they reach out? How can they find you?
Well, if they go to JackieBailey360.com, that is the hub for all of my businesses. You can watch the TEDx talks for the youth that we have helped, some of the adults as well. And you can see all my books. And they're all right there on that page. And then we'll also take you to the nonprofit, the Speak, Feed, Lead Project, if you'd like to look more into that. We would love your help sponsoring some of these kids, whether it's here in the US or those kids that are in Tanzania that we're working with. If you have a way to do that or a heart to do that, we would appreciate it very much, because there's so many kids that need to speak up. So JackieBailey360.com.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think this sounds fantastic, please go and check it out. And Jackie, look, thanks again. This has been, yeah, so much fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.